More Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Thank you, Elliot.
No worries.
My name is Adam Bugden. I'm a Ward 1 councillor candidate for this year's election. I decided to jump into politics and try to jump into city council because being 20 years as a firefighter with the city, I'm used to the inner workings of the municipality plus what this city can need to be better. Mm-hmm. And I've been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and I've been dealing with that for a while. But because of that, it opened up a lot of doors and windows to my soul, if you want to say. Mm. You know, and I realized that I've always been a fighter, but not in a fisticuff kind of fighter, like fighting for what I believe in.
Right.
And this community has given me so much. Yeah, my wife was born here, or I met my wife here, but both of my children were born here. This is home.
Yeah.
So after the 2016 wildfires, we thought we were going to lose it all.
Yeah.
Luckily, we didn't. And so because of that, there's a lot of silent sufferers in the emergency field. So mental health is my number one platform, really, because that encompasses so much. Mm. But that's where my passions lay. And I've just been here for 20 years, and I absolutely love this community. So yeah, I'm going to try and fight in a different arena.
That's awesome. So as far as the campaign is concerned, what did you think this road was going to be like,
right?
And what is it actually turned into for you?
Well, I'll start it off that I didn't know what it would look like. Just wandering into the unknown, really.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, let's try this. But since I've been on the campaign trail, I've met so many people in this community that have a shared love for the community, a shared passion to keep it safe and keep it prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very, very positive for me. A lot more busier than I thought it was,
Yeah. But
I'm enjoying every minute of it. I love waking up in the morning and going, okay, what do I got today? And you know, it's given me a purpose again.
Mm.
So yeah, it's very different than what I expected.
Yeah, no doubt.
But very enjoyable.
Yeah, you've been going at it. It's been nice. I've been following a bunch of candidates, you being one of them.
Okay.
And like,
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, man. It's been interesting. Like,
yeah.
you are showing up to things.
Yes, I am.
And so no doubt, like, I know when me and Tanner first started to do this, two guys who were born and raised here, I thought I knew everybody in Fort McMurray.
Right.
And I thought I knew everything that was going on.
Right.
And so I can mirror your sentiment in regards to, like, I had no idea. Once I started, like, getting out there talking to people, I was like,
yes,
man, this community is so much more vibrant than I even ever thought.
Well, that's the thing. Just go out. Mm-hmm. You can go on stage productions that Mike Jones puts on.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the RMWB website. There are so many events with so many special interest groups and so many wonderful people to meet. I mean, you can fill up your week with that stuff.
Yeah,
ETE.
Exactly.
You can go to an ETE event.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now you've been here for 20 years. Where did you come from originally?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
Ooh.
Yes, okay. I'm a Newfie born and raised. I'm a townie. Right, don't hate me.
I was just gonna say.
I actually have an interesting story about being back home.
Mm.
My great-grandfather was a fisherman on this 95-foot schooner called the Norman Gladys. And my grandfather got on as a deckhand because he wanted to impress his future father-in-law.
Okay.
So he ended up moving all the way up the ranks to engineer on a icebreaker called the John Cabot. So when he was coming back in from a 5-month stint in the ocean, my mother and my uncle were waving to him, smaller than my kids are now.
Mm.
And he came through the St. John's Narrows into the harbor, and the tugboats turned him around, and he had to go back out for another 5. So then he said, I've waved to my children in 10 months. I'm never going to see again, but I'm gonna take care of the boys that are out there. So he took over the lighthouse in St. John's Harbor.
Oh.
And that's kind of what I'm basing myself on, because I'm not going to sea, I'm not fighting fire anymore, but I'm gonna protect it in a different way. I'm not giving it up.
That's really cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah, really I thought cool. It was pretty neat. Both of my great-grandfathers got shipwrecked, one of them three times.
Okay.
So he probably should have been a farmer or something. I don't think he was very good on sea.
That's wild.
Yeah, wow. But that's the family history we got, right?
No doubt. Mm. And so is the rest of your family still in the East Coast, or
no.
Has they've migrated here as well?
No, my parents actually opened up the Mary Browns here in town.
Oh.
Yes, they originally opened up the Greg Ware one, and a year later they opened the Thickwood one, and they've been working up here ever since. Now, since they've since sold it off, and yeah. They're retired now. Thank God, they're 75 apiece.
Yeah.
But I've been back and forth since they opened that.
Yeah.
My first year as an EMT, I was telling you earlier, I worked at Two Hills and Saddle Lake Indigenous Reserve and all that stuff in St. Paul area.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 4 days where we had to stay there and 4 days off.
Yeah.
So 4 days off, I would drive up to Fort McMurray,
yeah.
Cut chicken and cook chicken,
yeah.
And then head back down for my other four stint. Yeah. I had a little Hyundai accent that I bought. Pizza cutter tires.
Yeah.
And it was a tiny little thing, and it had 50 kilometers on it when I bought it. And when I sold it, it had over 120,000 kilometers on it. So.
Whoa, you put some miles on that
one. Put some miles on that bad boy.
So in regards to Mary Browns, mm-hmm. This is a thing that blew my mind. The first time I flew into Newfoundland,
mm-hmm.
There was a flyer that was left on like the rent-a-car I had. And it was outlining how many Mary Brown facilities or buildings were in St. John's.
Yeah.
To say they outrank McDonald's and everything else on the planet.
Oh, we love our fried chicken.
I've never seen anything like it. So, yeah. Where does that love for fried chicken come from? And being part of the Mary Browns family for so many years,
yes.
What about that chicken just stands out more than anything else? I love chicken, by the way.
You just consumed some 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. Nice. I'm a big fried chicken fan. All chicken.
It's 10:59 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's exactly
close
it.
Enough. It's close enough.
Yeah, you said Mary Brown's this. Chicken and I stopped listening
you
to
lit, you lit right up. I know, that's great.
Like, we're talking about chicken.
Well, my dad, I call him my dad, but he's my stepfather, but he's the dad I've always wanted.
Yeah.
And he opened up Splash and Putt Park back in Newfoundland outside of Glovertown, and he had a little Mary Brown's attached to it. I don't know where the Newfie loving the fried chicken thing comes from, but it's real. It's almost visceral.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to come up here because my mom and him just kind of met, just got together. So they said, screw it, let's go. Let's try it. I'll try it up here.
Mm.
And luckily enough, it was very successful.
Yeah, we're
gonna have Newfies up here.
Yeah. Second biggest city in Newfoundland, they say, right?
Yeah.
What do you love Newfoundland, hey?
Oh, yeah. That's
but
exactly
I was,
it.
But I was my first time ever playing on stage because I'm a performer.
Okay.
I play around town and sing and play. And my first time ever on stage was a Battle of the Bands in 1994, and we tied for first. Now, I'm 16 years old, and what we got for an award was a coupon for a 9-piece chicken meal at Mary Brown's.
The one that your parents owned?
No, not that one, no. No, this is back in St. John's, but we won that, and we were sitting there eating our chicken, going, man, we made it, we made it. We're getting free Mary Brown's. So, yeah, it's big in Newfoundland.
Yeah, it's wild. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing. And like you said, Newfoundlanders love their fried chicken.
We sure do.
And same thing with, like, the Screech. It's just, like, your guys' version of spiced rum.
Mm-hmm.
You can see...
Fermented like, Black Seal rum, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see the heavy influence from the Caribbean in Newfoundland because of, like...
The trade routes.
Like,
absolutely.
It's very, very... Especially, my parents are from South America and, like, Guyana, like, the Caribbean area, so, like, a lot of the cultural things and how even Newfoundlanders just kind of exist is very similar to that culture.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Because none of them stayed there.
Yeah.
Like, none of the Caribbean people stayed in Newfoundland.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And so, like, I've been to Newfoundland over 30 times.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, and the first time I landed there, I was just like, and was hanging out there for the first month, I was like, no, I get this, man. This is cool. Like,
yeah.
I was there for work. That's why I've been there so many times, but Newfoundland's a spot, and fried chicken is a thing.
It's a thing. Get your Mary Browns.
Yeah, right. So, how are your kids feeling about this process? I know my son hates it, personally. I'll throw it out there. He's already been vocal. He's just like, I can't wait till this is over, Dada. And I'm like,
yeah. You mean the candidacy and
running.
The election, the running?
Yeah, yeah.
My kids are nervous.
Yeah.
I will be taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fire training instructor now. I'm a high earner or top earner or something like that.
Mm.
So it's quite a considerable pay cut for me. So my wife and I have been talking about how we're going to budget it out and stuff. But my mental health is more important than a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And we're working on that. And she's a very successful day homeowner as well. So she's very, very good at that. So we're looking at how we can do it. I don't have another job.
Yeah.
I won't be able to work for the municipality if I'm on council, but it was already a decision based on all my therapy and my parents and my family talking, mm-hmm. that I just can't go back. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm done with it, but I'm not done taking care of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's a hard job, man.
Yes.
Like, it's a very, very difficult job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, the average person sees 5 to 7 to 10 maybe traumas in their life that can affect their mentality, mm-hmm. or their mentation.
Yeah.
And the average first responder in a career as long as mine has been, it's 1,000 or 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't walk out of that unscathed. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be more in place here in town for people to get mental health services. Granted, there is very vibrant mental health service community here. I'm not saying that we don't have anything.
Yeah.
But there are some kinks in the chain. Let's say, and I can speak on personally, because when I was in the training department, my door was a revolving door of other emergency workers coming in and saying, how do I address this? How do I fix this?
Yeah.
So I went through all the processes with them, you know, through short-term disability, long-term disability, workers' comp, different types of things that are readily available for you as a municipal employee with their employee family and assistance program. They have a lot of things buried in there that's actually very beneficial for people that they don't know what to look for.
Right.
And I thought to myself, well, I'm getting the hang of this. But then when my PTSD kicked in really bad and I got a couple more triggers and then I started getting, you know, not comfortable and realizing it's a real issue, I couldn't go through the paperwork.
Yeah.
So that tells me that my mind was in more of a fight or flight constantly, because when I can sit here next to you per se and say, this is what you do, this is your next step, this is your next step, mm-hmm. and say it so confidently and coherently, mm-hmm. that when it was my turn to fill that stuff out, I needed help. I couldn't even do it.
You freeze. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Exactly right, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a tough decision to make, but...
No, the right one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Your family will be happy for it. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, sir.
You'll be happy for it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Straight up.
Yeah.
So earlier you were saying you gig.
Yeah.
What I play music and sing. Drum, piano.
I play guitar and I sing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What's the genre?
Anything from Colter Wall, Tyler Childers, Zach Bryan, to Weezer, to Pearl Jam, to... I just try to do Steve Earle. I do whatever I can.
Okay.
Basically, if it's got a beat and it's great, I'll learn it and I'll play it.
So, learn it, play it. Like, are you learning the chords, obviously?
Yep.
Then, I've seen a few performers. Are you learning it so you don't have to read it off the sheet music?
Yes.
Or are you reading off a screen or sheet music?
It's funny because I had an iPad, mm-hmm. that had all my tablature on it and all the songs I would sing.
Yeah.
Then I lost my iPad. I don't know where it is.
Right.
So I had to do my last few gigs without it.
Yeah.
But it turns out I can play about 3 hours without having it now.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's a big improvement and I feel great about it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
How does your brain remember all of those lyrics?
That's a great question. Most of the songs that I sing and play have a story to them. They're like narrative ballads. So I also have ADHD, medicated for it, and thank goodness. Mm-hmm. But you look at a song, you hear a song, and if it connects to me here, I visualize it. So I visualize, mm-hmm. the words that they're saying, and I listen to it a few times to the point where I don't need to remember the words because the story is there.
Right.
So it's more like I just close my eyes and think about the story that it portrays, mm-hmm. and then the words just come.
There we go. Well, listen, Tanner has tapped his phone. That means he has his questions ready for his segment called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
Brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What would you describe as the most accurate TV show following First Responders?
That's a good question. I think Rescue Me was pretty good with Dennis Leary. It's an older one. It happened right after 9/11. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because they don't go over the top like these Chicago fires things, like, oh, there's a train derailment and all this crazy stuff that happens. It didn't really show that in the Rescue Me. It more showed the personal struggles that everybody has as a firefighter. And I found that was the most realistic for me, because I was like, okay, all these guys and girls in this department, in the show, are hurting. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to self-medicate. They're trying to do anything besides deal with it. So really, and it has nothing to do with the response level and what they're doing in the show, it deals with the people. And so I feel that that one's the most accurate for me.
All right, question number two. What is your go-to order at Mary Brown's?
Big Mary, taters, dressing and gravy.
Question number three. What is the best moment you've had as a fighter within Fort McMurray?
The best experience? We get little stork pins every time we deliver a baby, and I have about seven of them.
Nice.
So that's an amazing feeling, because we always go and see people at their worst time, and when they're, you know, their life may be in danger for whatever is going on. But those are a little different because, you know, you get to clear the airway of the baby, stimulate her, him or her, and give them to the mom, and it's just a very beautiful experience.
Question number four. If you could experience one thing for the first time again, what would that be?
Scuba diving. I dove with five great nurse sharks in Australia.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, and they were as close to me to you.
Sick.
And, you know, I just felt like a bubble-blowing monster in there. Yeah. But that was life-changing. That was spectacular.
And your final question. If you could pick a perfect four-artist lineup, who would they be and where would they play?
Oh, that's good. Coulter Wall. I think he's brilliant. He's a Saskatchewan boy too, or Manitoba boy too. Or no, Bradwell was Saskatchewan, right? The former premier, Bradwell. Anyway, he's the son. He's his son, and he's brilliant. Zach Bryan, probably. There's four artists you're asking for.
Yeah, and the place they play, like the venue.
My house. Real close.
Yeah, up close and personal. That's a great answer.
Tragically hip if poor Gord was still alive.
Yeah.
And, man, I'd have to say, this is off the cuff, but Tool.
All right. Those have been your five questions.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Those were fun questions.
I try my best. I'm not Walter Cronkite, you know?
So I saw you were going for a ride with Dan Tulk a few days on your bike.
Yes.
So I'm going to go, I see you ride. Do you ride quiet or do you have headphones?
I have a radio on it, so I just listen to the radio.
Explain that to me. I've never understood this concept of the radio on a bike because it's so loud. Like, are you really hearing? Like,
I am, because the front of my, I have a Street Glide, so it has a front fairing on it, like a wing in front.
Mm-hmm.
So when the music comes at me, there's no wind, it's right in my face kind of thing.
Oh.
Granted, it's not the best stereo, but hey.
Yeah,
I got a motorcycle with a radio on it, so yeah, I'm pretty happy.
That's it. No, because I pull up next to them sometimes, and like you can hear the music from your car, but I'm just like, that can't be loud enough for you to hear it with everything going.
No, it's not bad.
Like,
no.
Okay.
And longer trips when I use my full face helmet, I'll put in earbuds first and then I'll listen to a podcast or audiobook or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever music is, you know, pumping me up at the time.
Yeah. I don't understand how you guys don't wear full face masks all the time just because, like, bugs and rocks hitting you in your face.
Yep.
I'm just like, no, I'm good.
I'm not worried about that because the front fairing, again, how aerodynamics works on it is it blows the wind just directly over my head.
Yeah.
So it's not really that much of an issue.
Yeah.
But I did have a bug hit me in the face coming back from Anzac the other day, right in the sunglasses.
Yeah. I'm going right off the road. It's not happening with me. No, not a chance. So you've been here for 20 years.
Yes.
What keeps you in Fort McMurray?
There's five rivers that go through this city. There's so much outdoor recreation to do. I have two big dogs, and there's so much crown land that they don't need to be on a leash when I'm out in the woods. So just being able to be out there and breathe, you know, just take your time, no matter how hectic your life could be. If you're in the wilderness with two dogs that love you, it's heaven. Fort McMurray has given me so much. I got my fire training here. I got my officer training here. I got all my instructor training here. They've given me thousands and thousands of dollars worth of education. So I'm grateful for that. And as soon as my first daughter was born, I mean, that was if I didn't have one before, that was definitely a solidifying moment for me. This is our home. So Fort McMurray has the largest per capita musicians, local musicians that are incredibly talented than anywhere I've ever seen. And I'm big into the music industry. Obviously, it's a passion of mine. And I've met so many beautiful people. And so this community is my home. I've been in Alberta longer than I've been in Newfoundland. So, yeah, this is home.
There you go. And on that note, Tanner has tapped his watch. That means we are out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, election day is October 20th. The early polls are out right now. Again, my name is Adam Bugden. I'm going for the council because I still want to fight for what's right here in the community. Sometimes when you fight for what's right, you're standing alone, but you have to be comfortable with that. I'm not planning on changing the world here in a four-year term. I'm just one number on the one name on the in the horseshoe, but it's going to be a strong one because if I'm passionate about it and I believe in it, and people need it here, that's what I'm listening to, and I'm not going to listen to anybody else.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.